two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The former police officer accused of showing sexual pictures of Lauren McCluskey won't face criminal charges. DA Sim Gill says he hates that decision, but it was the only one he could make. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Twitter is down all around the world. No tweets have been sent out for the past hour. Twitter says we're working on it. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Well, we do have some heavy and slow traffic on northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County going from Sandy up to Midvale. But the bigger delays for the drive home this afternoon is definitely northbound I-15 in Davis County, leaving Farmington up to Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful day today, but temperatures are going to take a big dip tonight. How low we go, coming up in my forecast.
It's 57 degrees right now in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Trump in North Carolina ahead of the NBC town hall he'll take part in tonight, trashing the network's parent company.
So, you know, I'm being set up tonight, right? So I'm doing this town hall with Comcast, C-O-N, right? Con, because it's a con job. Comcast, C-O-N, not C-O-M, C-O-N. Cast.
At the same time, Democratic nominee Joe Biden will appear in an ABC News town hall in Philadelphia. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is suspending in-person campaign events until Monday after three campaign staffers tested positive for COVID-19. The COVID tracking project says after a month of warnings, the third surge of the pandemic is underway. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says 29 counties are reporting very high virus exposure.
That represents 65% of the population of the state of Ohio. 65% of us, basically two-thirds of us, are now living in red counties.
17 states across the country posting peak new day cases. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes is debating challenger Greg Scordis tonight. 6 o'clock, we're going to be carrying it live on KSL News Radio, and we're all curious to see if Reyes has asked about accusations of lying to stall the debate. See, the debate was scheduled earlier this month, but Reyes told the commission he'd be in Hawaii for his father's funeral and unable to attend. But a KSL TV report indicates Reyes might have actually stayed here to hold campaign events. Scordis tells David Dujatovic the people of Utah were duped.
He misrepresented that he would be in Hawaii. So my understanding was that his father passed away in like February or March, and that the reason he could not debate on October 1st was because he was attending a funeral on October 1st in Hawaii. And so I couldn't object to that. And so we said, fine, whatever you want to do. So they moved it to October 8th. He again said, I can't attend that date because I'm going to be in Hawaii for an extended period. So we again agreed to accommodate him. The debate commission actually moved it up to September, I think, 21st or 22nd. And he said, I need to quarantine for 2 weeks before I go to Hawaii, so I can't do that either. Well, he was in Sun Valley, Idaho, on a campaign fundraising event on October 1st. He was at the Grand America just the day after the vice presidential debate, holding a campaign rally on October 8th. And he was entertaining guests at a restaurant in Holiday on September 22nd. So he neither quarantined nor traveled as he said he was going to do.
Reyes joined Live Mike with Lee Lonsbury this afternoon to say the situation played out differently than Scordis alleges.
As it happens with a lot of things in COVID, the best laid plans, we still to this date have not been able to lay him to rest in Hawaii. And I'm still, and if all things, Lee, coalesce, and within the next couple of weeks, that's able to happen, or trust me, nothing is going to take precedence over that. Family matters more than even cases, even radio shows, even debates, and even elections. And so we wanted to do the right thing from the beginning and give them the chance to say, is it better for us to commit and then potentially pull out? Or is it better for us to fix on a date when we're pretty certain that it will either it'll be done or we'll with other schedules that we're aware of with family members that we'll have that opening to do the debate. And that's what they agreed to. So I don't think there's a controversy about it. I understand my opponent wants to make it an issue. And, I don't know why KSL's or Mr. Gebhardt's making it an issue, but we've wanted to debate. We're going to debate.
Okay, there's the word from Sean Reyes. And I have to point out now, I erred, I was wrong, I blew it, I screwed up, bad Jeff. That debate is not tonight. It's going to be held October 21st here on KSL News Radio. Tonight, we have the 3rd Congressional District race debate, 6 o'clock here on KSL. Glad I got the chance to set the record straight. It's 4:51. Triple Team Traffic Now, we're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
We have a new accident, and it is causing delays. This is southbound I-15 approaching 7200 South. The HOV lane is blocked, and even though the fast lane is open, it's a little bit of a tight squeeze. It's right up next to one of the vehicles involved in this crash, so you got to be really careful. Again, this is southbound I-15 approaching 7200 South, and it is causing slow-and-go delays. Back past 53rd South, northbound I-15, a little bogged down as you're going from Sandy to Midvale. And a little heavy and slow, westbound SR-201, approaching the 7200 West intersection. Michelle?
Well, again, we have a crash with possible injuries. This is at 27 South, 5600 West. You're also going to see some delays between California Avenue into West Valley as you're going through that area. Now, we have the bigger delays. This is westbound I-80 and the 201 waiting to join I-80 due to an earlier crash that has been cleared, apparently, but those delays have not. You're going to see that finally get to that crash about a mile east of the turnoff. Steve?
No problems on northbound 15 leaving downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County. We do have the typical slowdowns, though, between Burton Lane and Kaysville up through Roy through the construction. Southbound I-15, just a bit thick, Roy to Sunset. And if you're on northbound 89, a little thick there through Fruit Heights and also approaching Cherry Lane. UDOT construction alert, expect delays due to overnight closures on I-15 in Orem. Lanes and freeway ramps are closed in both directions up to 7 nights a week while crews finish the new pedestrian bridge at UVU. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Your 7-day forecast now through the weekend and beyond. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, Jeff. 7-day forecast keeps us dry for Friday. A chilly start with temperatures in the mid-30s, but then we'll warm up a bit for the afternoon with a high of 65 degrees, mostly sunny. For the weekend, partly cloudy both Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Heading into next week, more sunshine ahead. A high of 70 on Monday, 65 on Tuesday, and temps stay in the 60s after that. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 57 degrees.
Afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
We're brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduce laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay. 177 town hall meetings held. Rode 53 miles on a clean air bike tour and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
Across the nation, America is moving forward. Finding our footing. Getting back on our feet. Life continues to open up. Businesses are getting back to business, and we are too. We know you rely on the Goodfeet store to be there when you need us. We're open and ready to serve you. Our personally fit arch supports are designed to help alleviate, even eliminate, foot, knee, hip, and back pain, and provide comfort, balance, and support. The well-being of our customers, associates, and community is our highest priority. So, we've implemented new measures, procedures, and precautions, keeping your health and safety in the forefront. The Goodfeet store is lending a hand to help America get back on its feet. And just as we have for a quarter century, we're helping to improve the quality of people's lives, 2 feet at a time.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Wow, got to get to the 5 o'clock report so quickly on Wall Street. The Dow dipped by 19 points today. The S&P dropped 5. The NASDAQ Composite lost 54 points.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.